It's Wednesday, the 28th of May, and it's overcast again, and drizzly rain, very light, and actually very pleasant. It's mild this morning, I think probably because of the lovely day we had yesterday, and we managed to get away for a jaunt in the car over to Fife, to Kirkcaldy and Burnt Island, one of our favourite wee places. So the heat, I think, got built up yesterday. It's very mild this morning, light breeze and that drizzly rain, which is actually getting heavier. Maybe I shouldn't have praised it so much. Or maybe it's lifting. Magically, as if by magic, there's a little grub hanging invisibly, no, hanging from an invisible thread in the air, right in front of my nose. Just hanging there. Obviously, spun itself a wee gossamer thread, hanging down from the limb of the branch tree. And that light breeze is just making it float about. And I can still, even from here, and I'm getting closer, I still can't see that thread. No, I still can't see that thread. It must be incredibly thin, hanging by a thread. You could say that for some times in our lives. Things are not going our way, hanging by a thread. And yet, it's a safety feature, isn't it? By spiders and grubs and all kinds of things. And that thread, weight for weight, is stronger than steel. I'm beginning to get a wee bit too clever for myself in the morning. I'm just going to stop this now before I dig myself in a hole. Always amazes me when I catch a spider in the house at my wife's behest to... She doesn't mind them now, she'll catch them herself. But if I'm there, she'll say, go on, get that spider, put it out. I catch it in my wee special glass, a whiskey glass. Take it to the back door and chuck it out with all my force. It always amazes me how they just sort of like, oh, super. And they glide when a wee gossamer thread and land. And as soon as they land, they scurry off. Imagine if that was us. Boom. Broken bones everywhere. What a silly conversation. Not even a conversation. Dialogue. I like that word, dialogue. So many implications. Have a dialogue with yourself, actually. I think I'd do that quite often. Dialogue with myself. I begin to wonder if spending too much time with myself is a good thing. By that I mean thinking too deeply. Trying to be clever with my thoughts. But I don't think I think I'm just... I think I've just been open, to be honest. Now that's a... What's the expression you use for that? I can't remember. I'm not clever with those fancy words. I love hearing big words. Sometimes I have to look them up. I heard a good one the other night there. Oxymoron. An oxymoron. I haven't heard that for years. And it was used in the context of a stripper, a male stripper. Well, it actually wasn't a stripper, it was a male streaker. Demanding a dressing room. A dressing room for a stripper. That's an oxymoron. That wind's getting up. Hopefully that'll lift away the drizzle. I wonder if that wee guy will still be hanging there on that thread that ran today. Obviously biding his or her time. And the moment's right to do something. I wonder if I'll be able to see that thread, which I still can't see. That was me deadheading the Mechanopsis, the Welsh poppy, yellow poppy. How intriguing, huh?